this year's not seen a lot of good moments for progressives, but one moment that got us all smiling was when Tommy Robinson was resolutely humiliating the group. Many people played a big role in that. Paul Jenkins had singled out for his media presence, McDonald's milkshakes played a major role as well. And Stand Up to Racism really did play an important role in that in the North West. And congratulations to everybody, even the co-chair here, who was very involved in that. But Julie Ward is our next speaker, an MP for the North West region. She's been a stalwart anti-fascist and anti-racist campaign for years, and she was central to that campaign. So, Julie.
Thank you very much. I've already spoken in detail in the workshop earlier about some of the things that we did in the North West to defeat Tommy Robinson in 2019, but also to defeat Nick Griffin in 2014. And I'm very proud to have been elected in both those elections to represent the northwest of England, which is one of the most diverse and multicultural regions here in the UK. But I wanted to talk more about my work as an international politician and as an international anti-racist campaigner, and particularly the phenomena of Trumpism. And I was thinking back to where was I when Trump was elected. And I was actually in Berlin, and I was attending a conference and a performance, in fact, of refugee children working together with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, playing their own music from their own culture with songs and music from the culture of local children in Berlin. And of course, Berlin is another very multicultural city. There are many people living there from all parts of the world, people who came to Berlin, particularly after the fall of the Berlin Wall, who found a welcome there in that city. And our conference was right by the Brandenburg Gate, and opposite our conference was the American Embassy. And when the conference finished, I went outside, and lots of people had come to place candles on the street outside the American Embassy, candles and flowers, and many people were there just holding hands, crying, weeping. And one person had left their American passport on the ground as part of that vigil and had put a note up that said, RIP democracy. And I think it's really important to think about this in terms of democratic processes that are very poor processes, and how a lot of the structures that are put around our societies and our democratic processes are there to disempower people and to stop them from engaging. So Trump was elected on less than 40% turnout, okay? That is appalling. That is not the will of the people, is it? Less than 40%. So you have to ask yourself, okay, is this true democracy? And what I've discovered in my short political career is that a lot of the people on the far right, a lot of the extreme right-wing populists, use democracy to undermine democracy. And that's actually what Nigel Farage and his cohort have been doing for years. They've been using the processes because that democratic space has been abandoned in a way by many people who do feel disenfranchised and who've been told by successive governments that, oh, politics is too complicated for you. Well, I had never studied political theory, and I decided that I wasn't going to be a bystander and that I could do politics just as well as anybody else, and so could any of you. And what's important is that we all understand that politics is not something that is outside of our own experience. It is our experiences that need to be at the center of politics. I So I was elected in 2014, and in my very first committee meeting in the European Parliament in the Education and Culture Committee, I found myself being the only British voice to speak against the previous British voice, which was in fact a UKIP voice. So the UKIP MEP for the North West, who was on the Education and Culture Committee, Louise Bors, chose to make a speech demonising the Erasmus Plus project, which is one of the best things that the EU has ever done, because it brings people together, it enables young people, not just from universities, not just the expected bright people to travel and encounter the other, but the Erasmus Plus project is actually for a lot of marginalised, disempowered communities. And I know that because I was working with those communities in the northeast of England in an ex-coalfield community, and I was taking the kids from my community to participate in a peace project in Germany with their peers from all over Europe. And they were kids who were outside of society, had never thought about going to university, had never thought that they would even get a decent job. But Louise Bors used that opportunity to kind of beat the EU with a stick, and I thought, well, I have to defend what I know about the Erasmus Plus project and its good work with young people and educators. And so I spoke to defend it, and then later that day found myself on Breitbart magazine, and I didn't even know that Breitbart existed. So I thought, I'll do a little bit of research, okay? And I discovered, yes, it's Nigel Farage's mouthpiece here in the UK, but it's linked to Steve Bannon, who we now know became Trump's strategist, and who is now trying to set up a training school for the far right in a monastery in Italy, if he can. And I discovered that David Duke, who is Ku Klux Klan member, is also associated with the Breitbart magazine. And that these people, they're anti-feminist, they're anti-LGBT, they're now climate change deniers too. They're against everything and for nothing, right? And that's what they feed on. But the links are very, very frightening, because they now go right across the world. They're global links. Bannon's got his fingers in all kinds of pies, and there's big money behind this. So Farage has reinvented himself. I'll be pretty quick. Farage has reinvented himself, hasn't he? But it's the same old, frankly, okay, dressed up in new clothes. And the Brexit Party is not a party. It is a company. And Claire Fox, who is a North West Brexit Party MEP, who says she's on the left, has links with the same people who I've just talked to you about. Because the Koch brothers support her Institute of Ideas and her Debating Matters initiative. How do I know that? Before I was elected in 2014, I was asked to be a volunteer judge for Debating Matters. And because I'm a civic-minded person, I thought I should go and do that. So I did. And they only ever sent me to public schools. I don't call that a left-wing project. And I ask all of you to call out all of the Brexit Party, because it's big money behind it, it's Steve Bannon behind it, it's Aaron Banks behind it, and it has direct links to Trump and all his racist, misogynist, LGBT phobia and climate change deniers. And the Koch brothers are part of big funders of organisations like Monsanto and agribusiness and big pharma. And that certainly isn't the left agenda, folks, okay? So please call that out. Do some research. I did want to talk just a little bit about the work that I do in the European Parliament. So I'm now president of the Education and Culture Committee, where I talk like this about the things that I know about because I'm a campaigner at grassroots level. But we in our political group have a working group on extremism, and that's really important. I know my friend Claude is here today. He's one of my comrades in the European Parliament from the Labour group. And that working group on extremism helps us to understand at a European and global level what is happening to undermine our democracies. It teaches us strategies by which we can counter the far right in committee and in debate, so that we can be clever about how we do that and so that we can expose them. So I know that working at a political level, we are doing what we can to demonstrate the global phenomena and the global challenges to democratic values that are happening in the world today. Thank you very much for being here.